Well, we've kept the blood from flowing long enough. On with the murders. Listen as we hear Arnold Moss as Dan Miller finish that story.
Laura was alive in a dead faint. I scooped her up in my arms and rushed her back to our flat. She opened her eyes a few minutes later.
Dan.
You're okay, baby.
You were going to kill me.
Yeah, yeah. Drink some of this.
Thanks. Oh, Danny, it was awful.
What happened?
Well, you were asleep. I went out to get the milk, and I heard someone whistling.
Do you remember what?
That same queer melody we heard before, the one the slasher whistled. So I thought I'd help you.
Help me?
I thought I'd see him. I walked quietly down the hall, and there was no one there. Then I turned the corner.
Yeah?
I saw the knife gleam. Someone was hiding in the shadows. He grabbed my neck, and I screamed. I screamed, Annie. I screamed so I thought I'd burst my throat, and then it all went black.
Did you see him?
No, but I felt his hands on my throat. They were strong hands, fingers like steel, and I... Danny, I'm sorry. I can't even talk about it.
Now, lie down, lie down. You'll be all right.
But when you think that he's right here, maybe living in this building...
Well, he won't be here long. I'm calling headquarters.
You know who he is.
I got a good idea. Now, just let me get on that phone and...
Oh, Danny, maybe that's him.
Now, take it easy. Take it easy, kid. Who's there?
Right.
It's just a janitor, baby.
Oh.
What do you want?
He went out.
Trevelyan?
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, get dressed. I want to get you out of here before the trouble starts. I'll be gone for a few minutes.
Where are you going?
With Mr. Sykes. You got a key, Sykes?
Yeah, but I'll have to go along with you. You can't take anything.
You know what this badge means?
You a detective?
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go.
What are you doing here? Looking for the slasher?
I'll write you a book about it, pal. Now, here's his joints. Open the door.
All right. But you'll have to hurry. He may come back any minute.
All I want is enough evidence. I'll take care of him when we get it.
The door's open. Come on in.
It was 8 a.m. But it could have been 8 p.m. The fog was so thick. I knew this was it. I couldn't take any chances. I had to get all the evidence on him before I nabbed him. And I had to get it without him being wise.
What are you looking for?
Knives. We know he's got at least 3.
I don't see none.
Neither do I. Maybe it's a bum steer. I could be wrong. Hey, what's this? Music.
He's always writing it.
I used to be a choir boy once. They taught me how to read them notes. I wonder if I still can.
Why?
Because I think this may be a tune I'm looking for. Let me see.
Song.
Did you ever hear it before?
Yeah.
Bet you did. He's always whistling it. I heard it myself when he killed the last one. You gotta find those knives.
You better hurry. I think he just went out to get some breakfast.
I looked everywhere. Couldn't find the knives. I couldn't bring a guy in just because I heard a song. I found a bunch of keys. They were trunk keys. But there was no trunk.
I think I hear him coming.
Never mind what you think. Where does he keep his trunk?
In the storeroom in the cellar. He's always going down there for things.
Hold it, hold it.
That's him.
Yeah. Come here. There's room behind this upright piano for both of us.
But if he's the...
Shut up, shut up. Get behind here and hurry. He sat down at the piano and played a queer arrangement of the same tune that led me to him. I reached for my gun just in case. Suddenly... the sweat ooze out of me. It was sweat that felt like ice. I didn't have my gun. I remembered I took it off when I laid down to rest.
It's all wrong, all wrong. Why can't I get it right?
He's going out again. Come on, Sykes.
I told you to hurry before.
I hear him going down those stairs. It's safe to go now. All right, Sykes, we're going to open that trunk in the store.
Here's his trunk, Mr. Miller.
This key should open it.
Are they the knives?
Yeah. The knives. Look at them, look at them. Covered with blood.
Gee.
Sykes, go to the police precinct. Tell him Miller sent you. Tell him to come over here with as many men as they can spare.
All right. All right.
I took the knives and put them under my coat. Went up to my room.
I'm leaving. I'll be home soon.
I could hear Laura talking on the phone to someone. I opened the door.
Oh, of course. Oh, I better hang up now. Danny just came in. Goodbye, darling.
Who are you talking to?
Mother, I'm ready to go.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. There's no rush.
Listen, Danny. That man at the piano. Sounds like the Thrasher song.
Yeah.
What have you got there?
My gun. Come on, baby, we're going.
That man playing the piano. Are you sure he's a slasher?
Yeah. Positive.
Oh, Danny, you're hurting my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. Oh. That's his place. Come on in with me.
Come in with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I figured out a way to trap him.
But Danny, I...
Don't be scared, baby. You'll be okay.
Oh. You?
Yeah, Mr. Trevelyan. I'd like you to meet my wife.
I'm delighted.
How do you do?
Would you like to hear something? It's a composition I've just completed. I've had a great deal of trouble with it. But I think I've got it right now.
Oh, you. That gun.
Yeah, you got it coming to you, slasher.
You stupid swine. You idiot. Why did you give me a chance? My music. Not even written down.
Danny. You murdered him.
Yeah.
Why?
You'll find out.
What are you going to do with that knife?
It's one of his knives. Stand still, Laura.
Danny, do me.
In a minute.
Danny, what's the matter
you
with you?
You got it coming to you, too.
Danny!
I know who you were talking to on that phone. It wasn't your old lady.
What?
It was Jerry Boyd, that guy who lives next door, wasn't it? Answer me, wasn't
no,
it?
No, no!
Lie to me!
So this is why you made me come down here with you. You planned this all along.
That's right, baby. And that's why I had you insured for 40 grand.
Oh.
You made one bad mistake. You married a smart cookie.
You're going to kill me and blame it on the slasher.
Yeah.
No! Help me, someone help me! Danny, don't!
Oh. When it was over, I wiped the knife clean of fingerprints. And then I smeared Trevelyan's hand over the handle. I knew what to do. Made it look good, made it look perfect. There's a way to get away with murder. And I found it. I thought.
Go on with the report, Miller.
Well, Captain Quinn, after I sent Sykes to the precinct, I went upstairs for my gun. My wife wasn't there, and got the gun, and I heard a scream. I rushed to his place. I opened the door. I saw Laura. The second I thought I'd pass out.
Yeah?
He grabbed a knife and come at me, and I shot him and killed him. Oh, Laura.
She was insured for $40,000, wasn't she?
Yeah. Well, what difference does that make now?
A lot of difference, fella. I want you to meet someone. Come in, Sykes.
Yes, Captain.
Did you hear Detective Miller's report clearly?
Yes, sir.
Was he telling the truth?
No. He lied.
What are you talking about?
I didn't go to the police when you told me. I hid in the cellar. I saw you go upstairs. I saw you get your wife and go to Trevelyan's place. I listened at the door. I heard you shoot Trevelyan and then murder your wife.
Captain, the man's insane.
Yes, Miller. A homicidal maniac. I'll take away his coat. You see? He's handcuffed.
I don't get it.
He's the slasher.
He? It's impossible. I told you about that melody. Why, it's still on Trevelyan's piano.
Trevelyan copying down that melody after he heard Sykes whistle it.
Yeah. I whistled the whole thing for him.
But the knives I found in Trevelyan's trunk.
I put them there. I knew who you were.
Sykes was trying to frame Trevelyan. He's made a complete confession, Miller.
But how did you find out
when
that...
When you asked us to check on Trevelyan, we discovered that he's quite a famous, if eccentric, composer. I checked up on the other people in the building at the same time. I found out that Sykes escaped from the State Institute for the Insane 2 years ago. He's confessed.
Yeah. I'm the slasher. Why should Trevelyan become famous for what I'd done?
You had a perfect crime all figured out, Miller. But you made one little mistake. You decided the wrong person was the slasher. Even a copper can't pull a perfect one, Miller.
So I'm telling you all this because in 10 minutes I won't be able to tell nobody anything. Ever since I made my report, I've been hearing that song in my head. Like somebody whistling it. Soon I won't hear that either. It's a nice tune. Kind of sad.
Story is never quarrel with your wife. Avoid strife. If that doesn't work, get a carving knife. Now there's the perfect formula for domestic bliss. Well, now it's really time to close that squeaking door until next week. So until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.